In the first phase, 16th October was observed as a day of Hartal. People walked and sang famous patriotic songs. The people observed Raksha Bandhan. Muslim leaders like Abul Qasim, Liaquat Hussein joined the protest movements. A number of public meetings were held in different parts of Bengal to protest against the partition. Even the Duas planters protested against it. Calcutta High Court, as well as the English press in India, strongly condemned this measure. Rabindranath Tagore asked his countrymen to organize constructive activities instead of appealing to the British authority. In the third phase, the anti-partition movement became a passive resistance movement against the British government through boycott and Swadeshi. In his famous pamphlet, New Lamps for Old, Aurobindo Ghosh appealed to the people to start powerful, active movements. He gave the battle cry, abolish British rule in India. So the moderate line of protest did not succeed. Leaders now started searching for new methods and new techniques. Krishna Kumar Mitra first suggested the idea of boycott of British goods, schools and colleges founded by the government. Newspapers like Vande Mataram, Yugantar all supported the boycott proposal. Finally, at a public meeting at Town Hall, Calcutta, the boycott proposal was accepted. In the fourth phase, student volunteers took the lead and they started picketing before the shops which sold British goods. For spreading the message of boycott and Swadeshi, a large number of volunteer organizations sprang up in Calcutta and in eastern Bengal. People were now offered indigenous goods instead of British goods. Satish Chandra Mukherjee started to implement his plan of national education through the Dawn Society. A number of industries such as the Calcutta Potteries, Bengal Chemicals, Mohini Mills and National Tannery were started. In the fifth phase, the anti-partition movement took the character of revolutionary terrorism. In our assessment of the Swadeshi movement, we will deal with the positive as well as negative aspects. In the positive aspects of the movement, there were regeneration of indigenous goods. It was a driving force to the cotton mills in India. It revived the weaving industry. In its negative aspects, there was burning of foreign goods, and this led to ruthless repression. The split in the Surat Congress greatly weakened the movement. Another important fact was that there was a sudden vacuum of leadership. Bipin Chandra has mentioned that between 1907 and 1908, nine important leaders of the movement were deported. The movement was mainly confined to the middle class people. The mass character of the movement suffered a setback. The Muslim peasants of East Bengal did not join the movement. The narrow Hindu character of the Swadeshi movement also made the general Muslims indifferent towards the movement. Finally, the movement declined because of the very logic of mass movement itself. The Swadeshi movement and government measures also led to the split of the Hindus and Muslims and the formation of the Muslim League in 1906. Swadeshi became a concrete symbol of nationalism. It taught the people to challenge and defy the authority of the British government. The Swadeshi movement faced repressive measures of the government. And this brought the question of using terror against terror. The youth of Bengal took recourse to terrorism when mass action did not materialize. This militant attitude was nursed by the Yugantar group.